Hi, Anthony. This is Paul calling back. I am not sure what happened with that last phone call. All of our calls are outbound through the computer for the specific reason that if you do decide to move forward, as you did, we do record that part of the call. But sometimes it means that I either get kicked from the call, or in this case, like I couldn't hear you at all. I don't know if you were still able to hear me towards the very end there.
I was not.
Okay, that's okay. What I was saying is that in a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there, the support email. You will get that by email in a minute or so, but if you have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do have, I can write stuff down here.
Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. Mr. J, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Again, that is Pacific time. You can email 24/7, of course. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day, unless they get the email either after hours or maybe very late in the day, in which case they will follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll get all of that information by way of email in about a minute here. That welcome email will also have your login credentials for your tracking system. Looks like our system has not yet sent that email out, but you should get that shortly. It is right now sending you the Google Guarantee application. You'll also in a second receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll receive that in a second here by text and email. Let me just update our system here and see if those emails have been sent. So you did receive those two emails. You'll also in a minute or so here receive that welcome email. I'll walk you through that when that gets to you. But for right now, if you could open up the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open that up, it says, hello, Anthony, and then it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. A couple sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here? Okay. So click on the click here.
I see access your dashboard. Oh, right there, yes.
Above it, yeah, right above it. So you click on the click here. It's hyperlinked to the terms of experience. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll above that line. Of course, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although for the local SEO, you'll be on Bing as well. We'll create additional directories for you. We are doing that website for you, etc. Now, below the line, you'll see three boxes. We want you to click all three, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages from us, one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and the other one that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, although, of course, you can stop at any time. No questions asked or fees involved. Once you've got all three of those boxes clicked or checked, click in that longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign. If you are on your smartphone, it does help to turn it sideways as long as you're not locked in portrait mode. When it pops into landscape mode, it just makes it a little bit easier to access the bottom of that. But it does want to be pretty close to an exact match of Anthony M, J, no period after the middle initial M, and it does want at least that A to be capitalized, but you might as well make it case sensitive and just do an exact match. Once you've got your name as it appears in that box, the orangish colored longer box that says confirm signature is the one that you want to click on. Clicking on that, Mr. J does a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that it's month to month, that we're doing that website for you. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit, make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, current, and consistent, and for us to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know you're successful in submitting that if it takes you to the login screen and asks for your username and password. Just let me know when you see that.
Okay, so I do have some questions. So I was looking over the document here.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some charges. It said that there was website support, hosting, and maintenance for $375 per each occurrence.
Okay, is that under the website part of it?
It says my site slash custom website.
Right.
And then the first bullet point is website support, hosting, and maintenance services. It says if a client requires more than 30 minutes of support within a month, additional website project management is provided to the client in five-hour increments.
I see that at $375 per each occurrence. If a client is paying, if a paying client for less than 6 months decides to cancel and retain the website, then they must pay for 12 months of website hosting. So now, I used to work in client support. It was years and years ago, and I'm glad that you saw that. That is at our discretion, but honestly, I've never used it myself when I was in client support. I've never had any of our client support agents do that. It's just kind of legalese that's in there. I would have to be honest with you, and I'm going to put this in the notes. I'm going to notate that for you. I did say free updates, free hosting, maintenance, updating of your website. That is how we do things here. I didn't even know that was in there. I honestly, we've never used it before, and I know for a fact that wouldn't be the case here, especially with me notating that for you. Even if you stop using our service, we're not going to charge you for 12 months of hosting. Even if you want us just to transfer that domain back to you, it is already your domain, so we're not going to charge you for the hosting unless you want us to continue to keep hosting the website for you. But I'm going to put that in the notes that you specifically asked about that, and that I'm, as the pricing director here, I'm saying that we're not going to charge you $350 per occurrence, even if you use more than 30 minutes a month of technical support. We've never needed that before. We do know that a lot of our clients are not tech savvy, and that conversation itself would probably take more than 30 minutes. So we're not going to do that for you here.
Then, and there's also offboarding terms, which I just to clarify, if I'm already using the domain that I have, GoDaddy.
Then there is no $99 transfer fee. That is correct. That's only if we purchase the domain for you, then there would be that $99 transfer fee, but it is already a domain that you own, so there's no transfer fee.
Okay, sounds good.
I appreciate your due diligence. The more involved you are in this, the better it's going to be. Like I said, that that client dashboard, there's a lot of information there, and a lot of business owners find it very useful. We know that some of our business owners never access it. They just ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how'd you hear about me? Where'd you find me? They say, oh, I found you on Google. That's why I'm calling you. And that's usually enough for some of our clients to know that it's working. But there is that very detailed reporting and tracking system, and that is for your use and for your benefit. Now, you don't have to go that next step. If it asks you for a username and password, that is just our system thinking that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. We do need to do your client interview, which we have scheduled on Monday, and then you'll receive official notification that your tracking system is active. You can try at any point in time. You just might get a message saying that your tracking system is not yet active.
Okay. And then what's the call tracking?
So the call tracking, all of your calls through Google Guarantee route through a Google number. It does forward immediately to your phone number, and it will tell you something like Google Guarantee lead coming through, so you know exactly what it is when you get that. But it's actually monitored by a Google AI bot to make sure that you are talking to someone in your service area about your services, that you're quoting price with them, and again, otherwise you're not automatically charged for that. We can promote your existing phone number on your website, and when people see you on that, they can call that number directly. But for Google Guarantee, there is that tracking number.
Okay.
So if someone sees your website in that local map or that pack result, they see your phone number, they dial your phone number directly, that will not show in our tracking system. So the tracking number also helps when people call that number. You can see the information that was there. You can pull recordings of that call instead of like calling someone else and saying, calling them back and saying, oh, I forgot to ask you this, or did you mention that? And you can pull that recording. So that helps you out too.
Okay. And then, so I went ahead and checked the boxes.
Okay. If you put your name in and hit submit, it should take you to another screen. But you don't have to worry about that next screen. Again, our automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system, which you're really not, and it's not even active yet. You're welcome.
It wants me to sign in to...
Sign in to Google.
Sign in to Local Splat.
Okay, yeah, exactly. That's your tracking system. Your tracking system will be active maybe Monday, Tuesday. We have to do your client interview first for there to be information for you to track. Your welcome email, which you have already received, is important, Anthony, not just because it has your, client interview information. Most of our client support information. Most of our emails have our client support information on there, but it is on your welcome email that you will see your username and password, your login credentials. If you pull that up, or you don't have to, your default password is mylocal, mylocal, all lowercase, no space. You can change your password, but you can't change your username. We've made that easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account, so it is your phone number. The area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number. So 503-798-1983, that is your username. Like I said, you can change your password as often as you like. You can do that right through your client dashboard. So that information is on your welcome email.
All right.
You're all set and squared away on my end. I do have, and I will send that calendar invite at 9 o'clock on Monday. You'll get a reminder email that the call is scheduled at 10. I'm going to send you also a calendar invite for your records. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. Again, your username is your phone number. And in any correspondence to the support email, please do include that username or phone number. Again, that makes it easy for us to access and forward out to the right department if we need to. You will probably get from our technician on Monday photos@localsplash.com, PHOTOS. You can email the photos team directly, photos and videos, but to be honest with you, you can send anything and everything to that support email that you already have, and then we'll just forward it out to the right department. Other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to building out that website on that existing domain, getting those calls coming directly to you, earning your business 1 month at a time. I also want to thank you for your kindness and your patience in taking the call, especially towards the end of a busy week here. You know, I don't always get someone who is respectful of my time. You certainly have been, and I hope I have been respectful of yours as well. In fact, I do hope that I am in between phone calls right at or a couple minutes after 10 o'clock on Monday when our technician is ready to call you. I would again be on that part of that call in the beginning to say a quick hello before handing it over to them. They will know your security question, if you wanted to ask them about that. They will know the city you were born in. We do have that on file here. But other than that, you have a great day and enjoy the weekend.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you too, Mr. J. Anthony. You take care. Thanks again for your time. Yeah.